Hello and welcome to the Life with Sasha podcast. So today I'm just going to jump right in. It is the week of Thanksgiving, and gratitude obviously is on a lot of people's mind always with Thanksgiving. And I believe we should be practicing gratitude all through the year, but I know this is the time of year when most people have a spirit of giving and they're thinking about how grateful they are. So today I wanted to talk to you about five things that you can do to show gratitude or to practice gratitude. It's kind of like a muscle where the more you practice it, the easier it will come to you. And also, gratitude can be very tricky for those. Sometimes, even the most optimistic people have bad days, and sometimes gratitude doesn't come easy. And it's just like life sucks. I'm not thankful for anything. Everything blows. However, even in the worst of days, you can still find a way to throw in a little touch of gratitude, and that can change your day in a positive way. And especially around the holidays, like this holiday for me is super hard because it's the first one without my dad. I was going to try not to cry, but apparently that's happening. So holidays can be hard, especially if you have loss or if you're alone, because a lot of people don't have anybody. And that's also kind of difficult for some people. So, expressing gratitude, no matter what stage you're in, whether your life is great and you're happy, you're lonely and you're sad, you're missing people, gratitude is a great thing to have in your life, not just Thanksgiving, but every day. But it can be kind of hard. So, on the days where it just sucks, or life is just horrible, or you're depressed because you're missing people, or whatever the case may be, still try to practice gratitude. And I'm going to give you five ways, even on your worst of days, that you can practice gratitude. And of course, if you are still, like I said, if you have a life and it's wonderful and you're happy, you can still use and you should use these ways to be grateful for all the things that you do have. So, the first way, this is like the first thing I do every morning before I get out of bed, the first thing I do before my feet hit that floor. And it only takes a second. A lot of these things don't take that long. So, the first thing I do is I think to myself, I'm grateful for this day. Or thank you, I say usually, thank you for another day. Thank you for this day. Thank you that I feel good today. Any sort of thing that you think right before you get up, whatever that may be, just say the words thank you. Either and just the words thank you would be enough. But maybe you add a little bit more to it. I always do. I'm just usually like, thank you for this sunny day, or thank you for my health today. And then your feet hit the floor and you're off. And you head off to grab your cup of coffee or whatever you do first thing in the morning. That's the first thing you can do. Very simple, takes literally a few seconds. Just make sure before your feet hit that floor, unless there's a fire in the house, then you gotta run. Then you say a quick word of thanks. The second thing to do is, and this is one of the most popular ways, is to keep a gratitude journal. And I know you can buy fancy ones and cute ones, and I have one that I like to use, but you can just get a piece of paper, like a regular notebook would do. So get a regular notebook and maybe write the date at the top because it's sometimes neat to go back and look at what you write. And then write three things you're grateful for. And sometimes, like on the hard days, it is hard to think of three things. Trust me, I've had days where I'm like, this sucks. What am I grateful for? And sometimes it's something that seems like materialistic, like I'm grateful for a warm cup of coffee. Or sometimes it's like, I'm grateful I can breathe. I mean, if you've ever seen someone who doesn't have the ability to do something that you do easily, then you can be grateful for that. Or if you see a homeless person and you're like, I'm grateful I have a house. I mean, an apartment, a house, so what, a mobile home, whatever you have, be grateful for it because somebody somewhere may not have that and they would be wishing they were in your position. So even on the worst of days, there is something to be grateful for. And it could be something materialistic. It could be something like I'm grateful for my partner. I'm grateful for my spouse, my friend, my children. And if you don't have any of those things, you're not grateful for them because those people suck. Then you can always find something like I'm grateful that a stranger was nice to me today. And you can do this gratitude journal anytime throughout the day. And then a way that I, if I'm having a hard day and struggling with finding gratitude, then I always think about, a little trick I use is I think about, like, for instance, when I see a homeless person, I'm like, man, I'm so grateful I'm not outside in this weather or in the cold or in the hot, or, you know, I have a place I can stay and keep my stuff safely, that I can have fresh clothes, that I can take a warm shower whenever I want. What a luxury. To some, it's a luxury, and to others, it's taken for granted. So those types of things we often don't give thanks for, when we really do need to be saying thank you for this. Thank you that I have fresh organic food, that some people can't even afford food, let alone the fact I'm providing organic fresh food to my family. So always think about, you know, you can always use other people as an inspiration. That's horrible to say inspiration, but what I mean is use them as a guide so that you can say, you know what, I bet they would be really thankful to have this car I'm driving in right now because they're sitting on the corner. No matter what their situation is, that doesn't matter. What matters is the fact that you can have thanks for the things that you have instead of taking for granted, just hopping in your car that you don't think about every day. You're driving to a job that you're not thankful that you have, when in all actuality, you've chosen the job, you're getting paid for it. It's providing money to pay for things your family needs. So find, you know, or another thing is health. We always take health for granted until you see someone close to you suffering with health, like where they can't get around. You're thankful for walking. When's the last time you said, thank you, feet, for walking me to the fridge to get my popsicles? So be thankful that you have a healthy body. Be thankful if you've ever seen someone who can't breathe that has a lung issue. Be thankful you can take a breath of air without a problem, unless you're having an asthma attack. In which case, be thankful that you have, you know, a nebulizer or whatever it is that you're using. So that is a trick that I use in order to show gratitude, especially on the days when it's a little bit hard, or when I'm just like, my brain is just not woken up enough to be writing down three things. So take as long as it takes. So sometimes it takes a short amount of time. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but there's always at least three things you can be grateful for. So that is the second thing you could do. The third thing is one of my favorite things. So taking a gratitude walk. Just put your shoes on, go outside, and walk around. Whether or not you have a lot of nature, maybe you're in a city and it's a city block, there's still always, and I know because I do that, there's still always something you could see. You could find a tree, you can find a patch of grass, you can look at a body of water, whether it's, you know, man-made or not. But the point is just getting out in nature. There's such an energy with nature. And this is where people are going to think I'm all woo-hoo and crazy, but everything is energy. And that's not just the scientist in me talking. Everything has a frequency. Everything has energy. And so when you go outside, the trees and the sound of water has a certain frequency that's calming to us. And we could do a whole nother podcast on the benefits of nature, being outside, frequency, and how it heals your body. But that's for another day. So just get outside, go for a walk, and spend time just, instead of going for your walk and listening to a podcast about, I don't know, murder mystery or whatever the case may be, turn it off and pay attention to outside. The sounds of the birds, the sound of the wind, leaves rustling. Just get away from the electronics for a little bit. Get outside in nature, go for a walk, and try to find little things along the way that you're grateful for. Maybe you're grateful for the feeling of the sun, especially if it's winter. Maybe you're grateful for, you know, fresh air, that maybe you live in a place that just has amazing air and you're not in LA with a bunch of smog. So there's something to be grateful for, and there's something about nature that heals us. So even if you can't get out on a hiking trail in actual nature, just being outside around trees, around animals, with the dirt and the grass, even if you just have a little patch of yard, go put your feet in there. Do some grounding and get into nature. Just take a little walk. Even if you have to walk in circles around your yard, just be outside, walk around, and it has a way of decompressing you and bringing you back to a balanced state. So that's one way, is to take a gratitude walk. I love walking as a form of therapy. The fourth thing you could do is to talk. So in the morning, like, you can do your gratitude journal anytime, but at the end of the day, in the same gratitude journal, you can write three things about what went well. So three things that went well that day. So what are, you know, as you've gone through your day, what are three things that you think made you happy, made you smile, went well, you enjoyed, and write three of those things down. And now on to the fifth and final way to practice gratitude. There's many more ways to practice gratitude. These are just five of my favorite ways to practice gratitude. The fifth way of practicing gratitude is to do a gratitude meditation. So I like, obviously, I'm a fan of guided meditations. I make them and I do them in classes with people because I'm a yoga teacher, so I do that too. So I love guided meditations, especially centered around the theme of gratitude. Or you can also do like a loving kindness gratitude meditation, which is loving kindness is just pretty much where you're spreading kindness from, you know, kindness to yourself, kindness to others, kindness to the world and all the animals and plants in it. But because when you're spreading kindness, you can't be hateful and like be not grateful in that moment. So that's why I say that would be a great one to do too. But there are a lot of guided meditations that are centered around gratitude, and I have made a special one that I will be following up this episode with probably for actually Thanksgiving Day. So those are my five quick and easy ways to have gratitude even during the hard times, even when it seems like everything is against you, nothing is going good. And what a better way to kind of change that narrative and flip your attitude in the place that you're in to start having gratitude. Because once you start having gratitude, you're not having hate. Like, you can't be thankful and hating in the same moment, or you can't be thankful and complaining in the same moment. Although maybe I can, because I'm Greek and I complain really well, but I don't know. We'll figure that. We'll test that theory. But my point is if you're thinking about good things, you're not thinking about bad things. And if you, the more you practice gratitude, the more beneficial and easier it will become. You will just start finding yourself naturally doing these things throughout the day. So then instead of thinking, I need to say thank you, but once you wake up in the morning, I need to say thank you, you will automatically just say thank you for another day. Thank you for this day. And you'll be on your way. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast on gratitude. If you did, make sure you're liking and sharing and all the things you're supposed to be doing with podcasts. Please do that to support my podcast. And I will talk to you later. I hope you enjoyed, and everybody have a great Thanksgiving week. Bye-bye.